This is a special report.
Hey, these uniforms are lame, man.
This is the new cut. I'll be back. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Welcome to a special edition of Basically a Sports Show. Mike and I are going to do live coverage and live reactions to the new Detroit Lions uniforms. Things look like they're about to get started, so let's get started. Before they unveil these things, last-minute predictions. Are we going to like these or not?
I'm going to make a bold decision. I'm going to say no. One of the articles I was reading about this described the Lions as the latest team to redesign in the aftermath of the Nike takeover, kind of as if it was a nuclear bomb. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a uniform where the consensus is if they tweaked like three things, it would work, but those three things are going to be really egregious.
I think we're going to get a lesser version of the Cleveland Browns new uniforms here, where you're going to see potential, but I don't think we're going to be very positive with these. I already know I don't like the Lions thing on the sleeves.
I've seen some examples of teams that have pulled off word marks on the sleeves. The UNC uniform in the 80s apparently had North Carolina on the sleeves, and it looked all right. Thing is, that was back in the 80s, back when teams had sleeves, and so you had real estate to actually work with there.
Our initial predictions are we're probably not going to get a Buffalo or a Minnesota out of this deal.
I think the word mark on the sleeves will probably not look all that great. I think that the chrome face mask will look absolutely stupid. And I think the blue is going to be too bright. Like, I think they're going to go overboard on the blue, and it's just going to be, like, really too bright.
We're probably going to get blue pants back. I'm not a big fan of the dark-colored pants, but the Lions blue I was okay with. I was looking through on their website. They had a history of their uniforms over the years. And if you go back to the 80s and 90s, they had some really nice looks.
Absolutely.
Classic NFL uniforms.
I've never had a problem with dark pants paired with white jerseys. Unlike you, though, I actually really like the Chicago Bears and the white jerseys and navy pants. So I don't mind the idea of the Lions wearing blue pants with their white jerseys. I just dread it because I know it will inevitably just become a monochrome thing.
Right.
I've gotten to the point now where I can't trust teams to have colored pants and not pair them with the worst jersey combination.
And that's something that the NFL is so particular about their uniforms, but that's the one thing they don't seem to care about.
We're getting some glimpses of them. We've got fire
and scantily clad women. Something must be happening.
This one guy just types in the comment section ugly. Jesus. It's a tough crowd. Oh, I think we've got Admiral in the comments section. He just typed Raider Nation.
Are we about to see something here? Oh, here we go. 9, 8. Here we go.
Lions uniform placeholder goes here.
Would that be the greatest thing ever?
They're really getting their mileage off of this giant computer.
Oh. Here we go.
Framework. Okay, this is the throwback, I think.
Yeah, very much the Thanksgiving throwback that we're also familiar with.
That's like the 50s.
that's good. I mean, that's a fine look. It's very, very simple.
It's great for an alternate throwback.
Okay, there's a look at the helmet. All right.
I do not like that helmet stripe.
I think I'm kind of liking the helmet stripe, to be honest. I like the lack of white. I think that's cool.
I think it needs white.
Come on. We could have done better with the number font, guys. Come on.
The number font, I don't mind, because anything's better than what they currently have.
I think you were right, Mike. There's aspects of this I really like, but it already looks like it's in bad need of tweaking.
Yeah.
I'm digging the helmet stripe. The three blue stripes looks cool. But I think with the white around the logo on the helmet is going to throw the balance of that off something terrible. All right, here we go. They've all been unveiled.
Looks like we've got a throwback, all silver color rush, home, which is blue with silver pants, and then a road, which is white with blue pants.
Is that it?
That was it.
Wow.
You know what?
That was underwhelming.
But I almost kind of appreciate it because there was no Nike speak.
No Nike speak at all. God, you got to give them credit for that, if nothing else.
I mean, you would have thought like that, you know, with like a chrome face mask, you just know there was some Nike executive just itching to go out there and talk about how it was inspired by like Ford retro car grills or something.
Well, let's not get carried away here because we still have the official press release to read yet.
That's true.
We can credit them for not doing it live, but I don't think we're out of the woods on the Nike speak, and I do agree with you. I believe we will hear some sort of reference to that chrome face mask and the grill of a car somewhere, because Nike can't resist trying to fit square pegs into round holes like this.
Okay, but we've got they've already got a photo gallery up on the website, so I'm going to link that to you, and we can go through that, I guess.
We've got our first while we're doing that, okay, on a tweet here from friend of the show, I think it's BuckFan56. I'm not going to use his real name just in case he doesn't want it out there.
All right.
Lions' new unis are a big old bag of meh. Did you link to the new pictures? Let me take a look here.
Yeah, I just linked in the Skype chat.
It's kind of tough to... Okay.
You know what? I will say that at least from what I'm seeing, the face masks don't seem as gaudy chrome as the...
Yeah.
As the Bucks face mask. Like it has a bit of a weathered look, which helps.
Okay, I'm looking at the... Let's start with the pictures. You want to just go through them like one at a time here, like each uniform, and we'll kind of give our thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's probably the most organized way to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're going to start with it's the home uniform, and we've got a silver helmet, obviously, as mm-hmm. we discussed at the top as the unveiling was going on. Blue helmet stripes, no white. And the logo, it looks like it's the same logo, or maybe it's a tweaked version of it.
No,
basically, it's the...
It is exactly the same logo. It's the same logo. They just replaced the black outline with a blue one.
Okay,
which is good because I know I don't know how unpopular this is, but I think the new logo, which they unveiled in 2009, is actually pretty sharp.
Right.
Like I think it's a good update, and now that they got rid of the black outline, it's just much better.
Yeah, and then on the rest of the uniform, it's the Honolulu Blue jerseys, which we're all familiar with. Mm-hmm. It looks like a new number font, a little more. Would you say this is a little more modernized than the one they wore before? This is a reminiscent of. Let me think here. Oh,
it's your standard. It's your standard Nike custom font. It's a bit blocky. It's italicized.
Yeah.
Interesting. So there's the Lions word mark is only on the right sleeve.
Okay, that's
if you go on if you keep clicking through this gallery, you get to a picture on the left sleeve is the WCF patch.
Oh, for William Clay Ford.
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like they're just going to incorporate that into the uniform full time, sort of, you know, a la the Bears with the with Hallis's initials.
Now, while we're talking about that for a second, if you note on the William Clay Ford patch on the left sleeve, mm-hmm. you've got the two stripe, the blue, Honolulu blue, silver stripe, the two stripe thing that's from one of their older logos. I want to say goes back maybe to the 60s or something.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who it was on the boards, but they were talking, they did like a concept that incorporated that, and I really liked it. And mm-hmm. I want to get your thoughts. What do you think about using, I don't know where you would use it outside the helmet though, really. But I
honestly, I know the logo you're talking about. I think that if they did like an update of that logo, and this is the logo in question. This one, it's got the prowling lion
right behind
the two stripes close. Like, I think if they did a proper update of that, it would look better than the primary, honestly. Like, okay, this one. This is actually a concept that someone did. Like, if the Lions went with something like this as their primary logo, I would be all over it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. The only thing I have a problem with that is it's a little bit not only Jacksonville Jaguar reminiscent, but a little bit Jaguar automobile reminiscent. But that's okay because I like what they're going for with the stripe pattern. Let's talk about the helmet for a minute. So I like the lack of white in the helmet stripes, but I also think that the white around the Lion logo really kind of throws the balance of the helmet off because of that.
Well, that's what bothers me about the lack of white outlines, because they don't seem to know whether or not they want to have white as part of the uniform. Like, the logo, the helmet logo has a white outline, but there's no white in the helmet stripes.
Yeah.
And then if you go to the sleeves on the left sleeve patch that has the William Clay Ford patch, The William Clay Ford patch has a white outline, but there's no white in the stripes that it's on top of.
There is no white outline in the rest of this uniform other than the helmet logo, as far as I can
tell. Other than the helmet logo, and the William Clay Ford patch has a white outline, too.
And I'm not so sure that I like the – I think that the numbers, you know, going back to it again here, the numbers could have probably stood to have a little bit of an outline happening here because they're going to – they're very dark, I think, on the home uniform.
It definitely could use some white to contrast. Yeah, it could definitely use some white to contrast. That's true.
Pants stripes again match the helmet stripe with no white. I like it, but I don't know that it's if you want a uniform that pops a little bit, probably not the way to go. It's definitely a nod to the old days because I was not aware of this. And I don't know if you were or not. They didn't add white, I think, until I want to say the early 80s, maybe, or maybe it was the mid 70s, somewhere in there. But I was surprised by that it had been blue and silver for a very long time.
I saw the same gallery that they had up on the website earlier today. The thing that I actually learned from that was that they were actually red and black at one point.
Yeah, did you see? I posted a picture of that in our chat here. I was blown away by that. But
and then like it was weird because it was kind of a weird thing. It was almost kind of a college football situation because they wore red and white for most of their tenure, but then they would wear like black and white uniforms for really important games. And then they went back to blue and white at home, but continued to wear red, black, and white on the road. And it was like, they were Oregon before Oregon.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't even need team color. We're just wear whatever.
Yeah. So home uniform, I think we've pretty much described it at this point.
I think I like the road uniform better just because it has some white and it pops a bit. Look, the jersey's white. The stripes are just blue. On the home uniform, the numbers low do have an outline on the road.
Okay,
they're blue with silver outlines.
Wrapping up my thoughts on the home uniform. Okay, and I think you nailed it when you said there are going to be things about this that it's not going to be great, but with a few tweaks, it could be. Mm. And I think that's exactly where we are. The Lions word mark on the left or the right shoulder isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it is still so entirely unnecessary. It doesn't need to be there.
It's unnecessary. And you can tell from these mock-ups already that they are having trouble fitting the full striping pattern onto the sleeve.
Right. And you've already got what I think would have been a pretty cool sleeve stripe design there. And all you've done by putting the Lions word mark on there is you've kind of taken away one of the cooler aspects of this jersey. If you wanted to do a nod back to the old days with the Lions, you needed to leave that word mark off there. Maybe thin those stripes up a little bit. Do not an exact replica of what they used to wear, but something that that like is a tribute to that or harkens back to that, as opposed to this, which is, again, I think just too much going on. Either you want the stripes or you want the word mark, but you really probably don't want both, and that's what we ended up with. The William Clay Ford thing on the other sleeve, I'm okay with that. It's
are you okay with that? Because I have seen some people opposed to the idea.
Well, let me finish what I was going to say.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I would have preferred to see it smaller and somewhere else. Like, say, a small, like, shoulder patch, maybe a sticker on the back of the helmet. I know what they're going for with the Bears look, but again, and going back to the Bears uniforms, like we talked about a little while ago, this was back in the days when there were sleeve stripes, and you could pull off a GSH on the sleeve stripe. We are not in that era anymore, and now the real estate being so limited on the sleeves, on the shoulder sleeves these days, that you really can't do that kind of stuff. That's where I'm at. So I'm okay with it, but I'd like to see it somewhere else a whole lot more.
Well, the reason why I ask if you're okay with it is because I've seen actually a few people on the CCSLC forums express really strong opinions that they think that not every owner deserves to have like a patch. I've seen people defend Hallis's patch because of, you know, his importance to the NFL. I've seen people say that they're okay with the Hunt patch, Lamar Hunt patch that the Chiefs are wearing because of how important he was to the AFL and the merger. But for example, when the Browns put their owner's initials on the uniforms, people were saying like that guy didn't do any, like he's not a Hallis or a Hunt, like
from that aspect of things, yeah, I think you can make a fine argument. But the world being what it is, mm-hmm. when the owner dies, you're going to get his initials. As much, whether we like it or not, that's what's going to happen. So what we have to hope for as uniform geeks is that the aesthetic of whatever patch or whatever they go with is going to work within the overall scheme of the uniform. So that's the best we can hope for.
I don't have a problem with it in and of itself. Again, my only concern is that, you know, these stripes are very bare bones.
Exactly.
They don't have any other color. It's just a single color stripe on a background. But then they give you this memorial patch, which has, you know, an outline to help it pop. And while it does help it pop, it kind of just makes the logo, the striping look bare bones by comparison. And like I said, it doesn't seem like it looks like they couldn't decide whether or not they wanted outlines on anything. And so they just put outlines on some stuff, but not on other stuff. And I think, honestly, that's the look's biggest problem. Another thing I don't like is, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, the number font is not ideal. It is better than the one that they just got rid of, but I think I'm coming around to what you said, Greg. I don't like it.
It's too – look, you've got a uniform here that is so clearly derivative of an old 70s, even – I'm even going to go 60s style uniform.
I'd say the lack of outlines definitely says 60s.
And so if you're going to go this route with this particular color combination, you need big block numbers, because these little mm-hmm. skinny italicized numbers, they just don't work in this application. And you either got to outline them or go with the block font, because I just think with this look, I mean, because it is so clearly inspired by what they wore in the 60s, like the Alex Karras era Lions, mm-hmm. you know, way back in the old days. The blue and silver with very little, if any, white Lions. And this number font, it reminds me of a bastardized Steelers font, which doesn't work in this application.
And well, I know why they went with it. If you've noticed for a while now, new NFL uniforms don't have standard block anymore.
Right. They want everything to be proprietary.
Exactly. They want a font that they can trademark as the Detroit Lions font.
Right.
I would say, yeah, another thing that bugs me about it is that these numbers are clearly trendy.
Yes. And
this is what you get if you wanted to, this is just your standard proprietary custom font.
Yeah.
This is what it looks proprietary, but at the same time, it's also kind of generic look. Like if you designed, if an apparel outfitter was designing a custom font for a football team, this is what they would come up with.
Right.
And the problem with that is that in a couple years' time, these numbers are going to look dated, and they might have to change that again. And the Lions really should be one of those teams that has a timeless look.
Exactly. And I agree completely.
And here they are for the third uniform in a row chasing trends.
Not only that, but this is I'm not so sure that – I think that there are aspects of this that are an upgrade from the old uniform. I think there are aspects of it that are a pretty big downgrade. And this uniform, if I had to use a term to describe it, it would be half pregnant. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I will say I think all in all it's an upgrade over the last one just because they got rid of the black.
True.
They got rid of the black. While I'm not entirely happy with the way that the helmet stripes don't have any white, I will say they're a big improvement over those
tiny,
stupidly skinny, for some reason,
yes.
really skinny helmet stripes on our last set. I didn't get that at all. And the number font, you know, while it is very generic and trendy, at least it's better than the last one, which was just weird.
So much potential here, and I think that, I mean, it's, you know, overall it's not terrible. We're not talking Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, nowhere near that level. This is a very passable. It kind of reminds me a little bit of my first reaction to the Vikings uniform, although I got to say I like the Vikings new look a whole lot more when I first saw it.
There's a lot about the Vikings uniforms I actually don't like.
That's the thing, and I was the same way, but they kind of grew on me as time went on here, and I'm hoping that's what happens here.
I'd be a lot more open to the Vikings uniform, so they got rid of the stupid number font.
Number font, yeah, I know. That was We were on the boards. We were talking about the uniforms that got like the biggest reactions. You know, I think we all agreed it was probably the Buffalo Slug, or, you know, going way back, the Arizona Cardinals. But one of the things I thought of, somebody said, you know, the Vikings are one of the most beloved, and I didn't remember it that way. I thought, no, a lot of people didn't like those stupid number fonts.
They've definitely, the Vikings uniforms have gotten a lot better reputation in retrospect after we've seen other crap that Nike's put out, like the Jaguars and the, like, I just see the Jaguars and Bucks. The Vikings uniform looks downright amazing.
I call it improvement by attrition. I'm going to do my best and worst list. It's like a uniform that wasn't so great all of a sudden looks good because a bunch of teams around it got new uniforms that were way worse. But this is just
Florida, state of Florida, Florida NFL football. Come on, guys. What happened?
And the thing that's the most frustrating about that, all three of those teams at one point had what would have been top five, top 10 looks in the NFL had they just left well enough alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just left well enough alone. But let's move on to we did the home uniform. We'll do the color rush, I guess, huh?
Yeah, straight gray or silver, however you want to parse it.
The only thing I'd be interested with this is to see these gray pants paired with the white road jersey. Other than that, I think this is garbage. I don't like the gray. I don't like the gray jersey at all. It just looks like a cheap T-shirt.
It looks like a cheap T-shirt, and if you notice, I think this is a separate pair of gray pants because these gray pants don't have any stripes.
No stripes,
on.
Yeah, right.
So they're really going all in on the gray thing. I don't like it. Again, it's kind of like the Color Rush thing. Like, anytime there's a new Color Rush uniform unveiled, the nicest thing any of us have to say about it is, well, that jersey would look better if you paired it with, like, different pants.
Exactly.
And it's like, I could see you liking this jersey. Like, maybe if you paired this jersey with, like, the blue pants, maybe that might look cool.
Yeah, it might. Or, you know, white pants, it might not even look half bad. Because it's dark enough gray where it could work, where it's not going to look like you're just wearing a dirty white shirt over clean white pants. But I think Buck fan said it best. This is just a whole lot of meh right here, this thing.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't had a good look at the roads yet, but this is it's your typical color rush. Lack of color.
I think anything's better than the puke gold Jaguars.
Yeah,
color rush,
right. Color rush goes away and becomes Throwback Thursday, the better off we're all going to be.
Apparently, that was the first concept. The NFL wanted to do something special uniform-wise for Thursdays. Throwback Thursday was the first idea, but then they couldn't figure out what to do for teams like Carolina and Houston.
Let them wear what they wear. Don't worry about it, you know?
I would have just made, like, fullbacks. What would the Panthers look like if they played in the 50s? Like, that, you know, we could do some interesting stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. But
instead, no, let's
do this because this has worked out so much better.
Let's make a game that colorblind people can't watch.
Right. One of the finer moments in NFL history. Okay, let's see here. And back to the road.
My favorite set's probably the road set. I think the blue pants look fine, and the white jersey actually has outlines on its numbers, and it just pops a bit more.
I'm gonna find a good shot of it here.
You really can't get a good. They really don't have a good shot of it in the gallery, but. You know,
About this. I mean, the presentation again, and I mean, we're not here to grade them on how they do their multimedia presentations, but really kind of underwhelming and lackluster. I mean, the photos aren't that great. The presentation was a much ado about nothing, really. I mean, it was like all this noise and scantily clad women and flames going off and some giant weird lion's head. And then it was four or five mannequins standing on a stage. There weren't even players involved.
Indeed. It was definitely a low-key unveiling.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna agree with you on this shade of blue. I'm okay with. That's not too dark for me. It's as close as it's going to get. Like, this is as far as I want you to go as far as dark-colored pants, but here's the problem I have with it, the socks. You need to get rid of that leotard look. Get some sort of contrast in the socks in there. That's a good look.
You know what would look great? Wear the gray socks and the Color Rush uniforms.
That would look really nice. That would look really nice, I think, yeah. It all pops a little bit better with the white jersey, I will say. You've got the blue numbers, and The helmet, then again, it could just be the lighting, but I think that the road one is my favorite of the two, too. I got to get a look at the pant stripes here.
I really dig the throwback one.
Yeah, well, that's a classic design, man. Yeah,
it's an old design that they can't mess up.
Well, the nice thing about the throwback look too is that it does not require a separate helmet, so they can wear that. You know, that's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, apparently
they should make this the primary and make the other one like I don't know an alternate. You know, go all the way with this.
Apparently, the second helmet thing is what killed off the chances of a Kelly Green alternate for the Eagles. The Eagles wanted to do a Kelly Green throwback as a regular alternate, but the league said no. So
I heard the Eagles want to go back to Kelly Green, period, which would be fine by me.
I don't know. Like, maybe. I don't know.
Wow. One shot of the road uniforms. Let me see here.
I'm still cycling through. There doesn't really seem to be much of an order. Like in terms of like you kind of just skip around from uniform to uniform.
Let's see if we can. Let me know that we've got the news is out. Let's see if anybody's in some better articles on it here.
If you keep scrolling in the gallery past the throwbacks, you eventually get to some decent road uniform picks.
Okay, let me try that again. Where was I here? Where the hell was I? There we go. Here, let's do this. But I don't know, like right now, I'm underwhelmed. I don't hate it. I don't think it's great. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It feels like a missed opportunity to me, if that makes any sense. So let's see. Yep. Okay, another tweet coming in. I'm just happy these are mostly inoffensive. That's about the best thing you can say about them at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not great, not good, just kind of there. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a comparison, but think like a better version of the Miami Dolphins uniforms, I suppose, would be the way I would put it. Like,
hell, at least they didn't suck all the character out of their logo.
Yeah, right.
At least they didn't adopt like a cruise ship logo as their helmet logo. So that's a positive.
I like the helmet. I like the striping on the helmet. I think the chrome face masks work. Of the teams that have gone with chrome on the face mask, I think this one may work the best so far.
It doesn't look as shiny and as gaudy as it does on other teams. Like the Bucks, that chrome face mask is really bad, but here it seems.
The most egregious problems, I think, with it are the Lions word mark, which is so entirely unnecessary. And that's what bugs me the most about it. You've just botched a new sleeve striping pattern by putting a word mark on there that doesn't need to be there. The William Clay forward patch, I get it. I would rather see it elsewhere, but if you've got to go with it, okay, I understand. And the number fonts are my two biggest issues with it, really. The colors aren't bad at all. But, man, it's just not You know, I would really rather have had it be like, oh, my God, this is great, or oh, my God, this is awful. It's tough when you're just kind of like in a, like, meh.
I'll say this. It's better than the Cleveland Browns.
That is true. That is true. There's no question about it. But on that particular topic, I think this is what you're going to see with the Browns when they do the next upgrade or update to their uniforms. We're not going to get we're not going to get the block font back. We're going to get a proprietary font that, you know, with the old look. And we're going to get something similar to this, I think. And I don't know. Sometimes it's like, be careful what you wish for. But I don't know. My final grade on these, I think, would be like a C, I guess.
I think the biggest problem is that Nike just has this philosophy where it's like, no, we can't just go back to an older look, even if it's clearly better.
Yeah.
Sometimes just go back. Like, I think they feel the need to innovate, even if it's completely random and pointless.
Right. Why can't you? Well, that's what I mean when we talked about the Browns. Everybody's like, oh, they'll go back to the old. And, you know, we talked about it on basically a sports show. We said no, because Nike isn't going to come out, make things explode, write a bunch of nonsense copy just to go, oh, we're going back to the 86 uniforms. That's not going to happen. And we all know it. So I don't know. But anyway, we got some more photos. Let's see if we've got anything new here to go work with. Doesn't look like it. There's a different shot of the road uniform. You're getting it from the back there. I like the throwback. I'm with you. I like the throwback look a lot. Okay, now here's a shot of the home uniform that's lit better. It looks a whole lot better. Like the shots on the website we were on, they were kind of dark and poorly lit, but this is looking better.
Oh, link.
Hold on. Where am I here? I'm on Pride of Detroit. Didn't know such a thing existed.
Detroit, a entry in the glorious tournament of victory.
Yes.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Here, we'll start at the top. But there you can see like a walking away shot of the road jersey.
Yeah, I really like the road look. Everything else. Road looks great.
Throwback's good.
Throwback is good. The home look. Well, see, now I don't know because some shots of it, it seems like the home look has white numbers outlined in silver, like depending on the shot.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's white numbers outlined in silver.
Okay,
I really like that.
Go color. Down a few, I don't know. Go down to some of the pictures that were tweeted out from the retail jerseys.
Yeah, see those blue
jerseys. Those are blue jerseys with white numbers, correct?
They look like it, yeah.
With a gray or a silver outline, yeah. Well, see, that makes a huge difference. I mean, it makes a huge difference. God, it drives me nuts. This is a big deal for your team. Now, maybe they don't care about people like us, but for God's sakes, when you're going to make this presentation, make it so that we at least know what we're looking at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, now you look at the home jersey now, and I like it better because it's got the white numbers with the silver outline. Looks a lot better, I think. I like the roads. I think the color rush jersey's not bad. I don't know about the rest of it. I don't know. It's a little bit better under different lighting and all, but yeah, they could have done so much more.
In the Lions thread, though, user Cream Soda, I think, won the night with the comments.
Okay.
I hope they throw back to their Super Bowl winning set. Oh, wait. Oh, that's mean.
That's pretty good, I think. Okay. Okay, it's the 30s. Oh, come on, man. I'm in my 50s and I can use Twitter, please. Anyway, what if I say they suck here? Okay, you can say that, JP1409. We don't have a live stream, sorry.
BJ Sands says the Reddit post I linked was wrong. Sorry. Reddit is always wrong on uniforms. According to Reddit, when Nike took over the NFL, the Cowboys were going to have a chrome helmet and the Broncos would be orange and gray.
You know what?
Neither of which has happened. So.
You know what Reddit is? Reddit is a live, breathing version of Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
It's as every bit as reliable. I go, there's a couple of things I like to talk about that we don't talk about on the boards that I go to Reddit for, like the West Wing TV show, Rush and Kiss, the two bands that I like, and the Howard Stern show. And even in those, which are pretty much, you know, closed off communities where you're not getting too much of the nuttiness of Reddit, there's still a bunch of stuff that's just absolutely insane. You can't trust Reddit for anything. That's the last place I'd go for something like this. Oh. Yeah, I see we've got a complaint about no live stream yet. That was funny. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. You got anything else to add or can we wrap it up? I mean, I don't know what else to say, really.
Solid B.
B?
Solid B.
I'll meet you there, but I'm going to give it a B-.
I don't think it's a B-.
I think, well, you know, the thing is, too, and one thing we've got to remember about these is they've still got to pass or fail the on-field test.
Exactly. I mean, Nike has released a lot of uniforms that look pretty cool in the photo shoot, but then when they hit the field, it's like, oh,
and you
God.
Know, and they've also sent some where you look at it in the photo shoot and go, ugh, it's not going to be good at all, and then you see it on the field and go, well, that's pretty nice. That happens more in college than in the NFL, but it does happen. So, all right, I'll, you know what? I like the road look too. I like the pictures I saw of the home look better when they were better lit, and I'll go with a B as well. But I do think there was still a lot of missed opportunities here.
And I'm just not sure why they decided to. Okay, so it looks like the gray pants, the stripeless gray pants for the Color Rush are actually the throwback gray pants, because those didn't have stripes.
Okay, so they're the same thing, basically.
They're the same thing. So I guess that makes sense. Esco said the William Clay Ford patch on the sleeve killed what would have been a solid look. Honestly, I don't see how that's a make or break.
No, if you're gonna go make or break on the word mark, I think the Lions word mark's the one that you want to take down, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
I could do without either one of them. I think it improves the look of the uniform a great deal by removing both of those. But the William Clay Ford was not the one that ruined the look. I have to agree with you on that. I don't think that's the case at all. It could have been better. It could have been worse. That's, I guess, what you got to take away from any Nike unveiling. It could always be worse.
In the case of Jacksonville, it was worse. and the Bucks, it was worse.
Oh, man. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with a B. There are a lot of things I like about it. Like I said, the helmet stripes I like. I like the blue and silver, but that silver, they got to find a way to make that pop a little bit more. And if the home uniform numbers are, in fact, white with the silver outline, then I'm very comfortable giving them a solid B, if that's, in fact, the case.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in to our live reaction to the new Detroit Lions uniforms. I'm sure we'll talk about these some more next week when Zach rejoins us. If you got any further comments on the Lions uniforms or anything else you'd like to talk to us about, feel free to tweet us at Basically Sports. Welcome to KitSmith95 from the boards, who listened to us for the first time and said she really enjoyed us. So that's cool. We appreciate that.
Indeed. Thank you.
And I guess that's going to be it. So we'll talk to you later.
Later.